You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm disappointed by the government these days. Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
The Opportunities Party has announced its first round of candidates for the September general election. The list is made up of 10 people who will contest seats in six cities: Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Nelson and Dunedin. And they have been described by the party as, quote, a mix of experienced experts and energised young people whose generation will face the brunt of society's challenges. And I spoke to the party's leader, Jeff Simmons, and I first asked him who are the five candidates who will be contesting in Auckland.
So we've got Adriana Christie, who's currently a Waitemata local board member, so you may know that name from local body elections, and she is a fantastic young advocate for, you know, trying to find business-based solutions to a lot of our environmental challenges. She's originally from Colombia, but is now a Kiwi citizen, which is fantastic. We've also got Joshua Love, who is a business owner and entrepreneur in the CBD. If you know the coffee company 88 Cups, you might have seen Joshua. He's a real live wire, and really, Joshua's passion is trying to get people interested in politics who probably, you know, a lot of young people have switched off, think that politics isn't relevant, all that sort of stuff, and Joshua's really passionate and focused on that, reaching out to include those kinds of people in politics, because there's so much that happens in government that affects our day-to-day lives. We've also got Quantity Surveyor Cameron Lord, who along with our architect and housing spokesperson Brendan Monk really bring some, and they're both Auckland candidates, they really bring some skills to the table, skills and experience in that housing area. Of course, housing is the number one issue in Auckland. It's what's driving rising inequality, it's what's driving poverty, because, you know, the cost of housing, rents and house prices have been rising far faster than incomes for about 30 years now, and that's why living in Auckland is so hard. So we've got some real skill in that area, and we want to show that that's our priority. If elected, that will be our big focus on keeping the cost of housing, or bringing the cost of housing down is really the challenge there. And the final Auckland candidate is the former Crown Prosecutor, Shai Nevort, who obviously brings some legal experience. She's also, pretty young herself, being in that millennial generation. So, has that mixture of experience and a real passion, because it is younger generations who are going to face the, they're going to live to see all of these challenges come to fruition. You know, our housing crisis, our environmental problems are all going to be coming home to roost for that generation. So it's important they're represented.
What is TOP hoping to achieve in this election?
Well, we're targeting getting across that 5% threshold. Absolutely, so that's our big focus. And in terms of, the focus is on that we're going to zero in on to get us there. I mean, we are the party that will sort out the housing crisis. I think people have realised that both Labor and National have made promises in that respect, and neither of them are really willing to do what it takes to sort that out, because that would upset the baby boomers who vote and own houses. And young people need to realise that they need to vote different if they're going to sort this housing crisis out and basically have any chance of having affordable housing within their lifetime. That's very much our focus, is on making sure that current and future generations get a fair go, because right now, everything is, all the evidence is saying, well, actually, this generation that's coming through now looks like it's going to be the first that's worse off than its parents. And that, to me, is an absolute travesty. And so we need to get this generation mobilised and get top into Parliament to sort it out.
Now, you said you want to get the younger generation mobilised, but according to the last poll, the Opportunities Party is only on 0.1%, which, compared to the 2.4% that you got last election, it's very far away. And now you said the aim was to get 5%. Considering quite a lot of people, especially younger generation, tend to vote larger parties like Labour or the Greens, how is Top going to make itself known or differentiate itself from the other parties?
Yeah, so a lot of questions in there. I mean, of course, you know, that's one poll. You know, there's been others that's showing us up around 1%. So, I mean, we certainly have some work to do, and that's why we are, you know, this is really the start of our campaign, launching our candidates, and really getting the message out there. People have probably just recently started to see us getting a lot more active on social media, so you'll start to see. You'll start to see messages from Top in that respect. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. How do we differentiate ourselves from Labor and the Greens? I mean, well, the Greens are ineffectual, really, because they are unwilling to work with other parties in Parliament. They're only really willing to work with Labor, and so they don't have any bargaining power. And that has been the big problem that we've all seen with the Greens in this term of government. They have no bargaining power, so they have achieved relatively little compared to New Zealand First. I mean, you know, one example is the Provincial Growth Fund, of course, $3 billion compared to the $100 million that the Greens won to invest in new technology that'll reduce carbon emissions. So that's 30 times the amount of money. It's hard to quite imagine what $3 billion is like, but $3 billion looks like. But it's 30 times the amount of money that the Greens managed to negotiate. So it really shows the importance of having bargaining power, and that means you must be willing to talk to everyone else in Parliament to drive the best deal possible for the environment. And that's really what the environment needs, is someone who's willing to bargain and be at the table all the time to bargain on its behalf. In terms of Labor, I mean, I think we've seen, people saw the promises that Labor made around housing at the last election, and they've seen what they've delivered. And house prices are back up on the upward march. They had a brief pause while Labor was thinking about a capital gains tax, and that didn't happen. So now house prices are on the march again, and rents have been rising markedly too. So, look, the fact is that Labor talked a good talk at the last election, but their approach on housing has been a complete failure. So if young people are actually interested in solutions to the housing crisis, then they need to vote Top. It's as simple as that.
But what is Top exactly going to do with the housing crisis?
Well, there's four big things that need to happen in terms of the housing crisis. First, we need to shift the tax system, so we need to make sure that housing is, taxed the same as other assets. That's not the case at the moment. It's a favoured asset, and that's why people tend to speculate on housing more than other types of investments. Secondly, we can't deny the fact that immigration has played a role in this respect. It's not about being xenophobic. It's just about the sheer levels of immigration have been happening faster than we can build infrastructure and new housing. So we need to ease off on that a bit while we catch up. Thirdly, we have real challenges around the design of our cities and the and this is not just about housing affordability, it's about having a low carbon economy. We are going to have to build more densely so that people can live closer to our city centres, so that people can live in medium density and apartment buildings. And that will not only bring down the cost of housing, but it'll also bring down our carbon emissions. We know that denser cities are more efficient from a transport perspective, so people don't have to drive for an hour to get to their work, all that sort of stuff. So we will be proposing, we have a new housing supply policy, a housing policy coming out in a couple of weeks, which will detail how we will achieve that. And the last point is, this is going to take time to sort out. You know, we need to hold house prices and rents stable for a generation before we can restore housing affordability. So this is going to take time to sort out. And in the meantime, we do need stronger rental rights. Now, Labor has made some progress on that area. Unfortunately, without doing the other stuff that we're talking about, they're really just handing more money to landlords because landlords have all the bargaining power at the moment. But the final point that Labor hasn't touched is that landlords can kick people out if they sell a house, and we think that is wrong. If you sell a house, then the tenant should come with it. It should be impossible to kick someone out of a house as a tenant unless they either don't pay the bills or they destroy the place. So we really want to, you know, Labor's talked about no fault, getting rid of the no fault evictions, but they've actually still got loopholes in there for landlords to get through, and we need to get rid of those loopholes.
Despite all these criticisms of and the major parties, if Top have candidates elected into Parliament, are you willing to work with major parties, including National?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the key point, is that you have to, if you want to have bargaining power, you have to be prepared to talk and work with everyone to get the best deal for young people on housing and on the environment, and that's going to be our focus 100%. If you're not going to talk to, say for example, the Greens won't work with National, that's like saying, well, we're not going to talk to half the population. You know, it's absolutely crazy. You have to be prepared to work with people to find solutions that will actually take the country forward. And only by being prepared to work with both sides, Labor and National, do you have real bargaining power at the table so that you can drive the best deal.
There definitely will be comparisons to Jeff Simmons's Opportunities Party in 2020 to Gareth Morgan's Opportunities Party in 2017. So is there any difference?
Well, Jeff Simmons has a lot less money than Gareth Morgan. That's one of the obvious differences. So we are now a member-led movement, effectively. We're totally running on member donations. Our team that are operating Top are, a massive network of volunteers who are keeping us moving forward, which is fantastic. So it is while our policies are the same and what we're standing for is the same, our approach is completely different. So, like I say, the what is the same, but the how has completely shifted from 2017.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.